In contemplating the evil of Nazism back in 1937, German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer claimed that the way to confront evil is to deny it the emotional response terrorists and demonic dictators are looking for. Quote, "The only way to overcome evil is to let it run itself to a standstill because it does not find the resistance it is looking for. Resistance merely creates further evil and adds fuel to the flames. But when evil meets no oppression and encounters no obstacle, but only patient endurance, its sting is drawn. And at last, it meets an opponent which is more than its match." End quote. Bonhoeffer was eventually hanged by the Nazis, but his message endures. I thought of Bonhoeffer this week as the pictures of gunfights and bloody terror scenes exploded around the world on screens large and small. I thought, so do the messages of home and love travel just as fast. Helene, the wife of Anton Liris, the mother of their 17-month-old son, was killed last week. Anton penned an open letter to his wife's attackers on Facebook in a post that has been shared hundreds of thousands of times. He recorded his letter to the BBC from Paris. Antoine Leris.
On Friday night, you stole away the life of an exceptional being, the love of my life, the mother of my son, but you will not have my hatred. I do not know who you are, and I don't want to know. You are dead souls. If the God for whom you killed so blindly made us in his image, each bullet in my wife's body would have been a wound in his heart. Therefore, I will not give you the gift of hating you. You have obviously sought it, but responding to hatred with anger would be to give in to the same ignorance that has made you what you are. You want me to be afraid, to cast a mistrustful eye on my fellow citizens, to sacrifice my freedom for security? You lost. Same player, same game. I saw her this morning, finally after nights and days of waiting. She was just as beautiful as she was when she left on Friday evening. As beautiful as when I fell madly in love with her more than 12 years ago. Of course, I'm devastated with grief. I will give you that tiny victory. But this will be a short-term grief. I know that she will join us every day and that we will find each other again in a paradise of free souls, which you will never have access to. We are only two, my son and I, but we are more powerful than all the world's armies. In any case, I have no more time to waste on you. I need to get back to Melville, who is waking up from his afternoon nap. He's just 17 months old. He'll eat his snack like every day, and then we're going to play like we do every day. And every day of his life, this little boy will insult you with his happiness and freedom. Because you don't have his hatred either. Antoine Leris.
Antoine Leris. The letter he wrote, responding to the attack in Paris that killed his wife, refusing to let hatred for the terrorists ruin his life and the life of his young son.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.